The NPP parliamentary candidate for the Tyne constituency in Bono Ahafo, Oforia Manfo, and five others have been arrested by the police for their alleged involvement in violence at a registration center. The National Youth Organizer, Anthony Kabu, who confirmed this to Radio Ghana's Brighton Trauma, said the five others are all regional executives, including the regional chairman and the youth organizer. Mr. Kabu said a team of lawyers have been tasked to seek bail for them.
We also got reports that our parliamentary candidate was arrested in the company of five others.
What was his offense?
We are also at a loss with respect to the cause of the offense, because the story that we have is that he was on his way to inspect the polling station where there was some misunderstanding, and resulted in one of the NPP persons being stabbed with a knife. And so by the time he got there to try to resolve the issue, the incident had happened. So on his way back, he was stopped on the way by some people in an unknown vehicle, and who jumped out of the car with ammunition, and he instructed his driver to speed off. So his driver sped off, and he was on his way to Wenchi to make an official report about the incident that had occurred. On his way, he was stopped by the regional commander of the police, and who caused his arrest. And so he was taken to the Wenchi police station and subsequently transferred to the Sunyani regional police headquarters. And as we speak now, we've been told that one person has been granted the self-recognition as bail, and a group of lawyers are also on the ground trying to secure a bail for the candidate and the four others, which are all constituency executives, the chairman, the youth organizer, the assistant secretary. Those are all the people who have been arrested and have been currently detained. We are waiting for the 48 hours to see if it's possible for us to get a bail for a candidate. And if that fails, we will wait for them in court to find out what next, what charges will be preferred against them. But this whole arrest is bizarre. It is shrouded in a lot of conspiracy, and we're still finding it difficult to unravel this puzzle.
Apart from attempts to bail him, what other action will NPP take as a party?
Well, I think that these activities going on in respect of the registration and the manner in which the Ghana Police Service seems to be handling matters, what has happened in Kumasi, in Tafu constituency, where we've had a lot of unrest between residents and tax of the NDC, and of course, with the police acting in a manner that is sending very conflicting signals to us in our party. And we're beginning to get worried about what happened also in the Giudio constituency. It appears that some people are taking the law into their hands, and what happened in Asunafu North and South and Deshimang South are all examples that we are looking at. It appears that the security agencies are unable to protect the citizens in the process, and some people seem to have an upper hand in the control of the security agencies on the ground, and gradually it is building up a lot of anger by ordinary citizens, and we only just have to pray that things doesn't escalate or things don't go out of gear, especially when the citizens realize that the police is unable to provide any security for anybody, because the reason for the arrest of our candidate is untenable. We don't seem to get any explanation from the police in respect of that. Nobody understands the basis for his arrest. People have been asking the police hierarchy for explanation on the basis of the arrest, and nobody seems to understand that.
NPP National Youth Organizer Anthony Kabu.